Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
Hello, this is Joseph.
This is Chloe.
In today's part, we're going to talk about love across the border. That refers to couples living in different countries. Let's pay attention, it's not from, but live in different countries. Or the long distance between lovers may bring tons of problems, like trust crisis, lack of communication, gradual disappearance of passion. Countless lovers are defeated in this battle with distance, and jet lag, and they end up breaking up.
Although their separations are always due to further education, abroad working opportunities, and family immigrations or so. With the communication around the globe getting closer and more frequent, the number of international relationships is soaring. The difficulties in maintaining the relationship is obvious, but lovers are fighting hard. Advanced technologies such as Skype and WeChat are also helping them shorten the distance.
Next, we're gonna introduce some lines and where's this land. First of all, let's talk about the famous Notting Hill.
Yeah, it's a really classic movie.
You like that?
It's one of my favorite.
So let's share some lines. First sentence is picked up by William. He said, "Some people do spend lives together."
The love between him and William doesn't only survive the long distance between Britain and America, but also the huge gap of fame and social status, because Anna is a famous actress, but William is only an unlucky bookstore owner.
So what do you think helps them to get through all those differences and all those difficulties?
I think one of the most key factors is courage, because there is also a famous line said by Anna, is that, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love me." And that requires really a huge amount of courage to set by a girl. So I think courage is one of the most important factors.
I think she took her fame away and just loved him with her essence.
Yeah.
And you are have a scene song. The song's name is She.
Yeah.
Can you see the one or two sentence?
Oh, I'm a bit shy. Okay. She might be the reason I survive, the one I went for all my life,
the one I've cared for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. Oh, where she goes, I've got to be.
Good for you.
Of course.
That's real fantastic. So next we're gonna talk about another romantic movie that tells us a story about a Roman holiday between Anne and Joel, but that ends up not well and it becomes tragedy. So why do you think it didn't end up well?
I think it's because their gap of social status is really huge. It's nearly impossible to overcome, actually.
Yeah. I guess Anna's princess and joy is just
it's revolt.
Yeah, it's revolt. Sometimes miracles don't happen. Such pity. So here we have some lines picked up from the movie.
So I'll be Anna, and this is what Anna said when they are parting. "I have to leave him, though. I'm going to that corner there in turn. You must stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the pond. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
All right.
And then I kept saying, I don't know how to say goodbye. I can't think of any words.
That's it for today's Words Less part. And we wish happy ending for every lover across the border.
Yeah,
thank you.
Hey darling, have you learned to buy right? I miss you so much. I'm sorry to bother you. I calculated the time and got up early to call you in case you sleep, but now it seems that I failed.
It's okay, you know. I'm in America, you're in China. We can't always avoid these things happen.
You're right. So, how have you been recently? I called you on QQ, but there was no reply. What have you been doing? Study?
Sorry for not answering you. The new term will begin. I have plenty of things to do. Communicating with my teacher to so I didn't check the message. I'm really sorry. But why don't we chat?
I've always said to you in the past. I just did that as usual. Okay, then. How do you feel about the new environment?
It's okay. My teacher and my classmates are really fascinating. They all help me with my understanding. I'm so sleepy. I want to sleep. Can I call you back tomorrow?
What? No! Can you stay with me a little longer? We haven't talked to each other for a long time. I love you and I miss you, baby.
Don't be so childish. We're in different countries. There is a time difference between us. We should understand each other. Of course, I know you miss me and I miss you too. But I really don't have the energy to talk to you. And I need to get up early tomorrow.
Fine, whatever.
Hello.
Oh, it's me.
What happened? Are you okay? You sound very depressed.
I'm not okay. I must have a quarrel with my girlfriend. I can't stand falling in love any longer.
Calm down. Tell me what happened.
I called my girlfriend just a few words and she was tired. What makes me angry is that her tone was terrible. I got very angry and hung up.
She shouldn't have talked to you like that. But you also need to understand how she feels. You know, she's abroad alone and has to deal with everything herself. She must be under a lot of pressure.
So, what are you saying that it's more of my fault this time?
Maybe, I don't know, it's hard to say. After all, it belongs to both of you.
Should I do? I'm worried that we won't last.
Now that you have chosen, you must go on. Cheer up, my girl. Believe in her and also believe in yourself.
Yeah, maybe we should think differently. I should have given her some space. The heart of face does not restrain each other's freedom. This sentence really makes sense.
That's right. Of course, it is not just trust each other. It is more important to believe in the future and to love each other. There may be myriads of possibilities in the future, but the possibility you want must be the one accomplished by each other.
And all right now, during the foreign period, it's impossible without argument and Cold War. Jet lag and distance are not problems as long as we communicate properly.
We are finally getting it. We will be more aware and more committed to each other through this experience.
You're right. I shouldn't be so sensitive. Thank you for listening to me. I might don't know what to do without you.
Oh, come on. Don't say that. We are friends. Love you.
Love you too.
Hello, welcome to our free talk today. And today we're going to talk about whether love across the border is okay or not. Have you ever heard of that? Do you think it's okay?
You know, the An answer from last year. Michael Qin Weiting has this experience though. His girlfriend is in Canada and he is study here in CUC. So their love story went on pretty well and they maintain this relationship till now. They're still going and they're going to go further. So I think it's possible to have. So I think you've heard of it.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's more like a romantic fantasy, but this kind of thing doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Of course.
Now I think that people outside this relationship think that they are really sweet, but the difficulties of falling in love with someone in a foreign country, there will be a lot of difficulties. That
we couldn't help but wonder how long can they? How long
but
will we go?
Maintain this relationship from their high school to now.
They've been going on for
four or five
years.
Yeah,
really long time. Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
I think without enough communication, they can't maintain their relationships very long. So I don't think this kind of love can last a long time. Yeah. So I'm not agree with this kind of thing. Yeah.
Actually, I think the communication is not a very big problem because nowadays we have the
Skype
or WeChat. We can actually talk to each other instantly.
Yeah, face to face.
But yeah, time difference.
Yes.
Yeah, when one get up and one go to bed.
Well, I mean, I don't think it is the biggest problem. Of course, the different problem is now you are faced with completely different environment. You have different circles, you have different friends.
Different attractions.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Some trust issues to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe they had the same values, the same habits, and they would change.
Uh-huh.
And they think each other have changed a lot. And
just came apart.
They can't get back anymore.
Oh, I think the scary part is after a long time, when they were actually video chat with each other, they don't know what to say.
The other person said, what is he saying? Such boring things. And one man doing other things when he'd hear his girlfriend or boyfriend talking with him. Cool.
I mean, there would be a time that they lose their passion toward each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I think the situation is actually quite similar. Quite the same to the lovers apart from different schools.
Yeah.
Different areas.
Yes. It's actually the same problem. Yeah. If we are talking about the different environment or different interest or different different friends.
Yeah, and actually the lover across the borders, they face bigger and much more problems.
You know, in science fictions, this situation happens is that lovers are in different planets. And that's why the science fiction is so fascinating, because it shows you how the lovers overcome these difficulties. You know,
even from different, even race.
Yeah. Even
interracial love.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, what do you think can help promote the relationship?
You mean the solution?
Yeah.
Communication.
How to?
Use more than app. how to say, keep in touch with each other, and once, how to say, You have to put he or she into your life and make he or she get familiar with the circle you live in.
Maybe they should share more their life details with each other.
Yes.
Yeah, despite the absence of his or her accompanying, but you may feel the care from the other.
Yes.
No matter happiness or sadness, but once you share with each other, and he or she may feel still so clear, so near with you.
So let's move on to the next part. What do you think about intergenerational relationship?
You mean different nationalities?
Yes.
People get involved. Actually, I haven't met any situations in my real life.
So why are you talking?
Maybe you have something to say.
First of all, I think this kind of thing is very refreshing and new, because you come from different cultures, so you have
different backgrounds.
Yes, different backgrounds, and you can, for example, look at the same thing but hold totally different opinions or views. That's very interesting at first, but as your relationship goes on, now you are faced with some problems between each other because of the controversy between you and him or you and her.
There are different concepts in their values.
Yes.
There's
culture
gap.
Yes.
Sometimes the culture gap is not that big. For example, maybe China and South Korean, that's just not very different. But, you know, China and America.
For example, Western people always think that they can have sex before marriage.
I also think that too.
But not every Chinese people accept that.
I think it's the religious thing.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, because some Western.
That is from.
Some
persons.
You know, Christian people, they refuse.
They don't get
to
abortion.
Don't get abortion.
And, you know, some Muslims, they don't allow women to go on the streets alone.
Muslims, we don't talk about them these days.
It's another world.
I think the religious or the culture or something is only the surface. Is that who you are and what you are is the
essence.
Deep part of it. Yeah, and you love the other person for the essence of him or her. It's not because what she likes or what she looks like and what she holds.
But that's still a very important criteria, because you fall in love at the first glance, and that's just you love her appearance.
That's only part of it.
I think it's a big part of it.
but you know, when the relationship goes on, and you probably will go into marriage, and then that's not only about love, it's about life that you two get together to living. And you may have some differences, like will she brush the teeth in the morning, or how long will she take a bath?
Of course she will brush teeth.
You know.
But in other countries, maybe it's not.
I think humans
No. It's
brush teeth when they after their supper, after their breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes, there are people do this.
There are different habits of many people, you know, from different backgrounds.
And I would not accept that.
So that's one
conflict.
Of the conflicts. Yeah.
Cool.
The conflict lies when you live together.
But I think it's not only happens in different in lovers from different countries. It's also happen, even we are all Chinese. It happens like you're from the south part. I'm from the north part.
Yeah.
Then it
some district.
Yeah. So I think the solution to that is that you have to be tolerant to the other one.
Yeah.
Even though I have I don't have a boyfriend.
But you know a lot. You did some research, didn't you?
No, it's just theory. But when it
came into real life,
yeah, it's gonna be so different.
Give it a try. You'll be good.
Okay, so our conclusion is love across border is just okay, it's fine. We can settle it properly, but it really takes a lot.
Bye! 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。